Thank you.
Shana Tova.
Shana Tova.
Did you have a good easy pass today?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad.
Thank you.
So, shall we start or something going on?
You're coming to staticky.
Say again?
I said I was getting a lot of static. It sounds clearer now.
There were a lot of people talking in the background, Chris.
Oh, okay. All right.
And she's out in this huge space, but everybody gathers and I try and get them to stay, but it doesn't usually work. It'll happen on every stage. So we're reading from section 19. He creates worlds and destroys worlds, and we're starting with verse 216. Donchenihu kud shabrihu ishkinte bitchilu urchimu utchilu utchilu urchimu liyaka ashem yud he bavav he biyehuda shalim bishem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah vayhina wa matanai Eloheinu alenu maasei yadenu ponenei alenu maasei yadenu ponenehu el ha-raza v'milav kiden hu b'kadosh baruch hu b'ra'alma uvrayeya b'yoraita kima diok muha Bereshit d'itbar, b'Hashem kanani, reshit darko, u'chai reshit, b'rayat shemaya, b'yatara v'yihi, samich lon be'ya, begin divrit, ketiv be'ya, b'reshit. Beitmar beya imlo kibriti yomam balayla ugomer veilen inund itmar bechon hashemayim shemayim lashem ugomer behi eretz hachayim kalila mish. Mishva Arim Dialaihu Amar David Malka Itchalech Livnei Hashem V'Artzot HaChaim. The secret is that the Holy One, blessed be He, created the world by the Torah, as it is written in the beginning, which is the Torah, about which is written, Hashem created me as the beginning of His way. So the Torah calls itself beginning, and by this beginning, namely the Torah, He created the heavens and the earth, referring to the supernal heavens and earth, which are the upper six sephirot of Binah, which are hinted at in the phrase Barashit, He created six. He supported them by the Torah, where the covenant is included in Bereshit, in a beginning. As Bereshit is composed of the covenant of fire, the Hebrew Brit Esh, as it is written, if my covenant were not day and night, it is as if I have not established the ordinances of heaven and earth. Accordingly, the heavens and the earth are supported by the Torah, and their existence depends on the preservation of the covenant of Bereshit, which is the Torah. These heavens that were created and are supported by the Torah are described in the verse, the heavens are the heavens of Hashem, and the earth that was created and supported by the Torah is called the land of the living. It comprises seven lands, which about which King David said, I will walk before Hashem in the lands of the living. They are called the lands of the living to indicate that they are related to Bina, which is called the living Elohim, as these heavens and earth originate in Bina. Any questions or comments? No comments? Bachi, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
I know you've muted your phone, so.
Well, what I'm zeroing in on is, I'm not too sure I understand, is related to Bina, which is called living Elohim. It's like I drew a blank on that phrase.
Elohim is the name of judgment, right?
Right.
And Elohim is the name of God in both Bina and in Malchut when it's somewhat fulfilled, when it's running a natural law. The nature, the way nature works in the physical world is based on the name of God, Elohim. And that's Malchut ultimately and was originally the equivalent and equal to and the mirror image of Bina. But what is the difference between Bina and Malchut? Essentially is the angel of death. So Bina is referred to as the living Elohim, while Malchut has many other names. Is that helpful?
Yes. Mm-hmm. My thought was possibly one had to do with potential and one had to do with actuality. But
in truth, that is correct, because the yud and the hey represent potential, the vav and the hey represent the physical actualization that will eventually return to the potential and manifest it. And so the name of God will become Yud-Heh-Vav, because the lower worlds will be a mirror image of the upper worlds.
Right. Thank you.
Luke 2:17. U-Rashimaya Riyara Badreya Autohu Vilita Man Yasoda Tihu Berita Sami Lone Begin Dakadosh Baruch Uba Lemitano Raita Lehu Min Dialma Akom Dehu Berit Mila Ma Mashvila Bau The Kabilalea, the Ita Arat, Arahareva, Vivesha. After them, he created the heavens and the earth upon form, without any foundation, which is the covenant to support them. This refers to the lower heavens and the earth, which symbolize the male and the female. Before Malchut was sweetened with Bina, as it is written, and the earth was without form. Because of this situation, the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to give the Torah, which represents the covenant of circumcision, to the nations of the world. Because adherence to the covenant of circumcision would have sweetened Malchut by Bina. So the Malchin, which is called the Torah, would have been revealed upon them, but because they did not want to receive it, the land remained parched and dry. Comments? Questions?
Excuse me.
Yes, Sid, how are you?
I'm not that good. I'm having trouble with my TV
Butcher, can you hold on a second? I'll be right back.
Yeah, sure.
This function is not available now, it says on there.
Which one?
I want the TV.
You want to turn it on?
Pardon me?
You're not able to turn it on?
I'm not getting the picture. I did that.
It might work now.
I dropped it and I knocked it off, and that may have done something to it. Thank you.
If that doesn't work, then you can call them. They'll send you another one.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your effort. I think you may not have succeeded. You'll be here my third.
The bottom place, yeah.
Good night,
sis. Watch, I'm back.
Okay.
Did you want to make any...
I want to ask the question. They did not want to receive it. Is that the notions of the world?
Let me read it again. Yes, to the nations of the world is the word in this here.
Okay, does that go with, I guess, the midrash that we've learned that it was offered to the other nations and the other nations refused, and then the Jewish nation said yes? I mean, is that
right.
What this is meaning to? Okay.
Well, it's pointing to that, but it's also giving the explanation that it applies that all of the nations refused the Torah because it included the Brit, included the circumcision. And then it goes on to explain, if the other nations had accepted the Torah, it still would have been given to the Jews or to the children of Israel. We need to stop calling ourselves Jews.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I know.
It still would have been given to the children of Israel, but the malchut would have become sweetened by the fact that the other nations made that change and accepted the Torah. And that's really the process for the other nations. You know, as the Baal Shem Tov teaches, and we learn about you are who you hate, that the relationship is... The relationship is that all of the nations are just not as further corrected as what the children of Israel. And that hopefully all of the nations, every human being, will become corrected, which is not one of the teachings that's done by the rabbis these days. At least my understanding of what they teach. So let me read 218 unless you want to continue to discuss this.
No, that's good. Thank you.
218. Wadaihu yikau pamayim mitachat hashamayim el makom echad v'teirae v'yabasha yikau pamayim Dauraita El Makom Echad Ilein Yisrael Begin De Nishmatayu Tal Yamehahu Atar De Itmar Beya Baruch Kevod Hashem Mim Komo Kevod Hashem Shekinta Tata amim komo shekin ta ila'a veke wan de'inun nishmatayu mitaman shaya alai huvadai hewa why, oh, hey. Beit marbechon, ki helek, hey, why, oh, hey, amo. Vedaihu yikawu, amayim el makom echad. This is why it is written, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together to one place, and let the dry land appear. The waters alludes to the Torah. To one place means Israel, because the souls of Israel come from that place, about which it is written, blessed be the glory of Hashem from his place. The glory of Hashem is the lower Shekhinah, namely Malchut. And from his place is the upper Shekhinah, namely Bina. Accordingly, Bina is called place. And since their souls come from there, from Bina, then certainly the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh rests on them. It is written about them, for Hashem's portion is his people. This is the meaning of the verse, let the waters be gathered together to one place. Water refers to the Torah, and one place to Israel, the recipients of the Torah as described above. This excludes those nations in the world that did not wish to receive the Torah, because of whom the land remained desolate and dry. Questions or comments?
Okay, is Israel referring to the land and the people?
Yes.
Okay. Not just the land. That's mainly what I wanted to make the distinction.
The water refers to the Torah and one place to Israel because Israel received the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
But elsewhere, we learn from the various sages in the Talmud that Hashem, the people of Israel, and the land of Israel are all one.
Mm-hmm.
The Torah, the land of Israel, and the people of Israel are all one.
Right.
And we don't really, you know, we say those words, but we really don't understand them.
Right.
And this is helping us to make that connection, to start to understand it. Because when we say Hashem is one, when we say Shema Yisrael, what oneness means, there is nothing but God. That I exist because I have a connection to God. That those people who we don't consider religious, or you know, we don't consider them connected to God, they're still, they couldn't exist if they didn't have this connection to God. And this understanding, this depth of what is oneness, it's very important to expand our understanding and to perceive every aspect of creation as part of us, as part of our oneness. It's not easy to do, of course, as we all know. Let's do verse. Well, let me look at where we are. Let's do 219.
V'yoraita yihi yeshuva v'yalma v'yumin v'yalma Aakum dilakabilu laishtaru karevin yiveshin vedaihu dekadosh baruchu bira almin umacharivan ilain dila natre pikuda oraita ladishetse Ihu ovado kimadechashvin beneneshav bialma bilama yeshetze lon livno Yitzmar b'chom b'chibaram, v'Hashem b'ra'am. The Torah symbolizes the settling of the world, because the world was created by it and exists upon it. The nations of the world who did not accept it have remained wasted and destroyed. This is the meaning of the phrase that the Holy One, blessed be He, created worlds and destroyed them. It refers to those who did not maintain the precepts of the Torah and did not elevate Malchut to Bina to be sweetened by the attribute of mercy. So the world is desolate for them. It does not mean that He destroyed and shattered His own makings, referring to the heavens and the earth and all that there is, as people may presume in explaining this phrase. Why should He destroy His own children, Israel, about whom it is written, Behi Baram, when they were created? Behi Baram means that they were created by the letter He, Behe Baram, by Malchut that was sweetened by the attribute of mercy in Bina. Once they were perfected by Bina, they are suited to the desire of the Holy One, blessed be He. Therefore, why should He destroy them? A totally different understanding of the concept of destruction.
Right, which we had a few verses back. That he destroyed the world. Okay, another meaning. Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't even destroy the world when you think of the Tohu and Bohu. This is giving us another explanation of this void and desolate, because it's really the same world, but it's those people who didn't accept the Torah, those people who walk away from the Torah, those people who never accepted it, never related to it, those people are becoming void and desolate. Tohu and Bohu. And the whole idea of the world of Tikkun that is correcting the light sparks that fall into the Klipot because of the Sefirot didn't communicate and they were in this straight line, as I've discussed before. That's also an understanding of what Tohu and Bohu is, but ultimately after the world of Tikkun is completed, they will be repaired. And in that sense, they never were destroyed. They never had these problems. Mm-hmm. And that's the process that we're in of reaching that completion.
How does a person fit in that realm that you know to be a very good person, but yet they never pick up Torah?
Well, the religious community explains it by saying that the person who is, you know, to be a good person is receiving his reward in this world, and that he won't have his reward in the next world, the world that is coming. But that's not an answer that satisfies me.
Mm-hmm.
But I do understand it from the standpoint of, in this lifetime, they may not have achieved tikkun of what they were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they came into this world being good, whatever that means and however we define that as we, you know, but we both know what we think we mean by good. They came mm-hmm. into this world good, but they had a correction to do anyway. And maybe they did it, maybe they didn't do it. And that's really the understanding. They have a tikkun to do just like everybody else. But it may not be picking up Torah because they have enough merit. And they came in being good, meaning they have a connection to the Creator. And yet somebody else who comes in good comes into a family where he has to fight his way out because they're teaching him bad things and he has to realize that that's wrong. and intuitively he does, which means he's connected to Torah. So you may not see him pick up Torah, but he is. He's connected to Torah. You have to remember, we don't see the whole picture.
Wow.
We don't even see part of it, or the part we see is so limited. So it's not a question of, can I explain it? It can be explained in terms of reincarnation if we're willing to step out of our limited facility of the body and look at that spirit, that soul. What did it do before? What was it? What were its previous lifetimes? And what are its next lifetimes? And once we have that whole picture, we can explain why it appears they didn't need Torah in this world, this lifetime. I hope that was helpful.
It was. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a good evening and continue to do more of what we all need to do during these 7 days of, you know, today was the first Wednesday, and what did we do is going to impact all of our Wednesdays. So hopefully what you did was beneficial and will be beneficial in every Wednesday for you.
Okay.
And Bezrat Hashem, we will see you later in this evening, which is Thursday.
Okay.
And we can start the process all over again.
All right.
Shalom. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Shalom.